Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
This is Saturday Magazine.
And you are listening to Saturday Magazine with Macca and Tass.
Are they fracking across the road?
Oh, Macca, it's annoying, actually. Can you hear us?
It is. We actually need a minister to go and tell them to stop digging up the road while we're on air.
Well, speaking of ministers, Macca, we've actually got the Minister for Equality, Martin Foley, on the phone. Good morning to you, Martin. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well, thanks, Tass and Macca.
Great to have you on the airwaves again. So, Martin, yesterday you were at the Pride Centre. What were you doing? What were you doing there yesterday?
Well, yesterday I had the great pleasure of joining with the board members of the Victorian Pride Centre, particularly Jude Munro as the chair of the board, where together with a whole heap of community supporters, we, I think, technically put in the cornerstone of the building, which on the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall riots seemed to be a particularly apt time to mark what will be a future organising community and celebratory centre for our LGBTI community.
So, Martin, what's a cornerstone?
That's an excellent question, Tess.
A stone that goes on the corner, Tess.
Look, I happened to be at the event and I noticed that this slab of cement, which is what it was, sat on a board in the middle of the paddock, so to speak.
Well, corners could be in the middle of things, I suspect. Architects, they're wonderful people. They can put corners anywhere.
I always thought these sort of stones, and I'm thinking maybe of a foundation stone, were usually carved and engraved in gold letters and plastered at some significant location of the building. But this was actually a piece of concrete or cement with leaves on it.
That's your deep Hellenic architectural tendency.
Is that what it is?
It's not the Colosseum, Tass.
But it will be just as iconic as the Colosseum. And now instead of digging out and demolishing and going down for the basements, the building is now coming out of the ground. And it was a beautiful afternoon. We had a wonderful and inspirational welcome to country from the Indigenous community, drawing the links between our Indigenous community and diversity and our LGBTI community and diversity. And now the building is coming out of the ground. The foundations are there. And the Victorian Pride Centre, indeed, arguably the Australian Pride Centre, will be a reality.
Well, actually, I actually heard the words Australasian Pride Centre.
Well, and indeed, in this globally linked up world, particularly when we see still such harsh repression of LGBTI communities in other parts of the world, I think that we could quite rightly see this as an international centre. And that was reinforced to me by a ceremony we did a few weeks ago with IBM, who this part of the world, their Asian and South Asian president came down and gave a fantastic contribution of support to the Pride Centre, both financially and morally, and spoke of the need for the learnings of the Pride Centre and its aspirations to radiate well beyond just Australia. And I think there's a message in there.
Absolutely. And as you know, as we all know, this very studio is intended to be relocated to the Pride Centre next year at some point. Of course, there's a few barnacles in the way. Of course, those obviously are lack of funding. But
as reflected in your technical challenges this morning.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, because we couldn't get the bloody phones to work because we're using 24-year-old technology in some cases.
And that's why we're very pleased that the most recent state budget came through with its $800,000 commitment to be part of relocating Joy down to the Pride Centre. And we look forward to Joy being one of the foundation tenants in the community, because it's not just about what goes on in the centre, it's also about getting the message out, the support, the advocacy, the celebration, as well as the yes. hard work.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And I can't speak on behalf of the organisation. I'm only a commentator, but I'm sure the organisation welcomes this operating grant. It still requires, or a presenter, it still requires a capital grant, of course, and some capital funds to realise the dream. But we will continue to work on that. On another subject, Martin, fairer birth certificates. Where are we at with that? I understand we had somebody from Equality Australia in the studio a couple of weekends ago talking about the whole initiative. Where is that in Parliament? Has it actually made its way into any of the houses?
So our bill to make sure that trans and gender diverse Victorians can alter their sex recorded on their birth certificate is now before the Parliament. The Parliament is adjourned for the winter recess. This is pretty much the same bill that was introduced in the last Parliament but failed to pass the Legislative Council by one vote. We took the election commitment to the people of Victoria last November to say we will reintroduce this bill because it is simply unacceptable that in 2019...
So you're arguing that you have a mandate to deliver this?
Yes, we are maintaining that this was a clear and explicit commitment that was put before the people of Victoria and that we have a mandate for reintroducing this bill, which we've now done. It's been introduced into the Victorian lower house. We would expect that to pass in early August in the Assembly, and then it will be a matter before the Legislative Council. And we're hopeful that particularly strong advocacy from LGBTIQ community leaders, particularly our trans and gender diverse leadership, have made it clear to, we hope, the opposition, but certainly the crossbenchers, that this is a piece of legislation worth supporting because leave aside the practical issues associated with everything from passports to job applications to dealing with government agencies, the fundamental right that particularly trans and gender diverse Victorians have to have their foundation identity document reflect who they are without having to go through invasive, dangerous and sometimes extremely expensive surgery is something that we should be supporting like so much of the rest of the world has. And in 2019, this piece of legislation is well and truly overdue.
Absolutely, absolutely. Bring it on, I say. Are the numbers looking good?
Well, it's always hard to tell, and I don't want to preempt what the position of the Legislative Council is, but I know we're in close conversations with both the crossbenchers and Equality Australia and others who are advocating to both the Liberal National Coalition and the crossbenchers in support of this bill, pointing to everything from the practical difficulties that people have in just getting about their life, trans and gender diverse peoples, without this piece of legislation, but more fundamentally, the human right that your foundation document that you need to establish your identity should reflect who you say you are. And for trans and gender diverse people, we need that sensible piece of legislation in place as soon as possible.
Bring it on, I say, bring it on. Thank you very much for your time again
this morning, Martin.
No worries.
Thanks for the great work and thanks for giving us a bit of an update on what's happening with the Pride Centre.
At all.
We're all looking so excited, looking so forward to seeing that come to full realisation and looking forward to good outcomes with birth certificates over the next few weeks.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.